Welcome to Managing Myeloma. My name is Dr. Robert Orlowski, and I'm the director of the myeloma section and also the acting chair of the Department of Lymphoma Myeloma at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, Texas. One of the questions that I frequently am asked is, what drug regimen would I recommend in treating a patient with asymptomatic biochemical relapse who has a slow rise in their monoclonal protein level as opposed to a rapid rise? I think this is an important question because, especially for people on maintenance therapy, and whether that maintenance is thalidomide or lenalidomide or bortezomib or other options, oftentimes when patients do relapse, they will have a slow increase either in their serum monoclonal protein or their serum free light chains or their Bence-Jones proteinuria, but they will not have CRAB criteria, meaning that they don't have hypercalcemia or renal insufficiency or worsening anemia or new or enlarging bone lesions. In those cases, it may actually sometimes be reasonable to watch and wait on a patient like that and not necessarily immediately make a change, because an asymptomatic patient can often stay asymptomatic for a long period of time. Now, if they're already on a maintenance, let's say lenalidomide, one option would be to consider increasing the dose of lenalidomide and maybe adding a little bit of dexamethasone, or even adding a little bit of elotuzumab on the standard dose and schedule. And these often can be very helpful, and in my practice I found this to be effective and often will then result in first a stabilization of the disease level and then in a reduction. And sometimes actually the reduction can be back down to a complete remission. And the advantage is that using these lower dose approaches or with antibodies that are very well tolerated, you're going to have a great clinical benefit but a low likelihood of any kind of toxicity. Now, if you have a more aggressive relapse, then I think a more aggressive approach would be needed, and that's going to be the topic for a different discussion. So I hope that this one will be of help in you managing your myeloma patients, and thank you for viewing this activity.